talk to me, they understand, they talk to me.
Welcome to the podcast to be named later. It is a very, very special day. I got some of the best people in the world in the building. Let's start with, I can't say enough about this guy. The one and only Spencer Bland in the building. Spencer, how you doing?
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, my man. Always a pleasure to see
anytime,
you.
Anytime. Anytime. And then to my right, we got fellow KVSC-er Dante Smith.
Happy to be here. Getting step and step closer. This is big time now.
Exactly right.
This is big time.
This is huge. This is a milestone in my career.
Exactly. We have 27 followers.
27, huh?
27. And you could be number 28.
Yeah. Check us out. Log on. What's the handle?
Podcast, open parentheses, TBNL, close parentheses.
Sure. To be named later.
To be named later. And will we name it later?
That I'm not so sure.
I don't know.
I don't know that.
I don't know. But one thing that we all have in common here... is our love for the World Wrestling Entertainment Federation.
Entertainment Federation.
Excuse me. I said that wrong. For World Wrestling Entertainment. Excuse me. Sorry, Vince. I apologize. Vince McMahon.
Please forgive us.
I'm sorry, Vince. Even though I just learned about that you did the whole Montreal, what was it called?
The Montreal Screwjob.
I found out what that is today.
Yeah, and it's a big deal. So, I mean, any wrestling fans out there, you clearly know what we're talking about. The Screwjob. Huge in the history of WWE.
None other than Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
Yep, two Hall of Famers.
Absolutely.
I mean, started the hatred right there, so it's a big deal.
Apparently he knocked Vince McMahon right out.
Yeah, he went backstage and knocked Vince clean out.
I wonder how old Vince was at that point.
I mean, it had to be a good 20 years ago or so now, so.
98? Well, not
actually,
quite.
Not quite 20 years, so. He's like 70-something now, so.
He was a young pup.
Yeah, he was getting up there. He was starting to get a little gray, but hey, he took the punch, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of WWE, if we're on the topic, Seth Rollins, the WWE heavyweight champion, just went down with an ACL, MCL, and meniscus tear.
Oh, my.
Thoughts?
The trifecta. It makes Survivor Series interesting.
Because it's setting up for Survivor Series. At Survivor Series, there was the four-way match to decide who was going to face as the number one contender for Seth Rollins in the title match at Survivor Series. Roman Reigns comes out of that on top of Kevin Owens and Dolph Ziggler. And who was the fourth one? Alberto Del Rio, newly back and the new United States champion. And what are they calling it? United Mexico?
Mex-America.
Mex-America is what they're doing. So now that Rollins is out, Reigns doesn't have an opponent. Where's it going? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know where they could go. I mean, if it was a perfect world and everything went as it should, Brock should be in there in some
Lesnar has to be in there. Right. I don't see a scenario where he can't be in there.
You see, you'd like to think that.
Okay.
Except it's Brock. And Brock's all about the paycheck. I know they're going to try to work his deal around, add some more dates or whatever, but Brock does what Brock wants to do.
Understood.
It's hunting season. Brock's a big hunter. Maybe he doesn't want to come back.
Now, did anyone see... Now, I know you're probably going to say no to this, but did anybody see SmackDown this week? Because
I might have watched the highlights. I didn't watch the full show.
Because they taped it before the injury, playing it up as, like, all these matches at Survivor Series were going to happen. So I kind of want to go back and watch that to see, like, what they did. Oh, and also... Randy Orton out as well, right?
Orton out for WrestleMania in question for him as well, along with Seth Rollins.
And that's a tough blow for WWE. I mean, you lose two top guys. You have John Cena, who's on his hiatus. Who knows if he's going to come back? You assume
that WWE put in a call for him to come back. I mean, he's at 15 right now, going for 16, trying to tie Ric Flair for the most WWE World Heavyweight Championships ever.
That's the awkward point about the Seth Rollins.
Absolutely.
Who's going to stop him? I mean, right now you can say Roman Reigns and...
Bray Wyatt?
I don't know what else is there.
And then there's Bray Wyatt, I like Bray Wyatt. I love Bray Wyatt.
I love the character of Bray Wyatt, absolutely.
It's just the problem is he goes into all these massive feuds and he does all this crazy stuff and all these awesome things. He loses every single feud he's a part of. Except Dean Ambrose, because Dean Ambrose doesn't win a thing.
True.
The lunatic fringe.
He had some hell of a fights with Seth Rollins at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And at Hell in a Cell. Those were both phenomenal fights.
Yeah. And
ended up losing. Okay.
And then nothing happened with him. Then he became Roman Reigns' sidekick.
Off.
Now, here, try this hat on. Jack Swagger?
Oh, boy.
Stop.
We the people.
Santino?
Oh, okay,
I love
go.
Santino.
Bo Dallas?
Do you believe?
I believe.
And how does Sheamus fit into the picture with the Money in the Bank briefcase?
You see, and here's where I think it's all going to go down. Because I feel like the obvious answer is you have Roman Reigns win the championship at Survivor Series. Yep. But I think no matter what happens, he's not leaving Survivor Series with
it. You think Sheamus walks out with it?
I think Sheamus walks out with it. Because there has to be a new bad guy. There has to be a new corny, cheesy bad guy. And it's not Seth Rollins, so why not Sheamus? He has the look for it already.
Oh, understood. Please. I just want to cut every single one.
I cannot stand those beads on his chin.
Now,
brutal.
Now, does that... Now, let's say that Lesnar has no part in Survivor Series. So does it set up Lesnar Reigns at WrestleMania?
God, I hope not.
You hope not?
I don't want to see it again. And it was a good match. I'll
yeah,
give
great
you
match.
It was a great match. But, like, I don't want to see the same WrestleMania main event that no one was really excited about before.
That's fair.
Because I'll be honest, if Seth Rollins doesn't cash in Money in the Bank during WrestleMania's main event last year, are you still looking at the match the same way?
No, definitely not.
Absolutely.
You see, and that's my problem. It was fine for what it was, but considering it had low expectations to begin with, I don't want to see it again.
I mean, before that, the highlight of the night, in my opinion, was the RKO by Orton.
Absolutely, from the curb stomp.
Yeah.
That was one of the best RKOs
in
history.
And Rusev coming on a tank.
Rusev coming in on the tank and Cena taking the U.S. title straight from him. Absolutely.
Now me and Spencer actually got screwed on WrestleMania because we had, you know how they had the ladder match or whatever?
Yeah.
So we turned it on. Mm-hmm. I was a little late. And so
this
so
was
we,
for the Intercontinental, correct?
Yeah, the Intercontinental. Yep. And we turned it on. And, like, it was going good. We watched the beginning.
On the WWE Network, of course, for $9.99.
Yes. Start your free month now. But, so we were watching it. Then all of a sudden, pause, jumps forward, and we see, who won that?
It was Brian.
Yeah.
Brian standing on top of the ladder.
Yeah, on the ladder, just celebrating. Yeah. And we're just like, oh, man. No. Yeah. Oh, the network. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get what you get. You get
for $9.99, what can you ask for?
Exactly.
It happens.
It
happens.
True. It is what it is.
Pretend that never happened. Yeah. So, also, who's going to go see Condemned 2?
Is that with Randy Orton?
Yeah. It's.
I don't know if I'll be seeing that, but I will be seeing, is it the 12-round saga continued with Dean Ambrose?
Yeah.
The third one?
12-round
I'm excited
reloaded.
To see. Yes, Reloaded. I'm excited to see him as an actor.
Did Randy Orton have the second one, right?
Randy had the second one. Cena had the first one. Seen them both.
Yeah. I didn't mind the first one.
I like them because I like the guys.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a different actor, I'd probably walk out of that movie saying, I just wasted, you know, $8-$10.
Like Sheamus, if they did it with Sheamus.
Yeah. No. I'm saying if they did it with, like, a regular actor. Like, you
know,
Wahlberg or... Oh, I do like Wahlberg,
yeah,
well, so...
Yeah, everyone would love that.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
I'll be honest, though. I mean, a lot of those WWE movies are terrible, but I have a soft spot in my heart for the Marine.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed the original Marine. And I know it's weird to say, and people are like, are you kidding
Understood.
Me? But for me, it's a cult classic.
Yeah, you're talking about the one with Cena, right?
Yeah. The
once they go to The Miz,
Marine.
I can't do it.
Oh, God.
No. No.
No. Yeah. That's not awesome.
No one should. No.
Not awesome.
Not awesome at all.
Not awesome.
Awesome.
I came to the play.
I will say, Ambrose looks pretty cool on this cover up here. He looks
pretty BA in that.
Yeah, that looks pretty legit.
Yeah.
And apparently it already came out. September 11th, 2015.
Oh, that says all you need to know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I know what I'll be watching tonight.
Straight to Netflix.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Indeed.
Can we converge to the topic of football?
Yeah.
Can we talk about some football?
Yeah,
football.
Footy football. Footy football.
You got a song to get us psyched for some football?
I will. Yes.
All right. This week, the Vikes are matched up with the St. Louis Rams. They're here at home at TCF Bank Stadium. Vikes are the favorite, but just by 1 point. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that, Dante?
Well, I mean, first of all, you look at the Vikings here and the Rams both going for those two wild card spots in the NFC, and it's a crowded area.
Absolutely.
There.
Rams are sitting at 4-3. Vikes are at 5-2.
Exactly. Atlanta right around the corner, too. Still two losses now?
Yep, just two.
So, I mean, it's a crowded area. Seattle's always hanging around there as well. So, right now, for the Vikings specifically, they need this win. You need to sort of distance yourself from the pack because you still have two games against Green Bay coming up soon.
Absolutely.
I mean, and either that's going to launch you into first place in the NFC North, or it's going to launch you back to the rest of the pack. So you need as big of a lead as you can get, as quickly as you can get.
It needs to be a great showing from Teddy.
Exactly.
There's no question. We can't have 123 yards passing, two interceptions, and maybe a touchdown in there. We need
you know, 200-plus yards passing. We need two touchdowns from the air from him, and we can't turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. It's plain and simple.
It's really simple. And to get more specific, you need the old AP back. And I know a lot of people say, well, the numbers are great. And I'm going to say the numbers never lie, but they tell a lot of different stories. This isn't the
He's sitting at 140 carries for 633 yards and three TDs. Those, I mean, you're looking
Those
at great numbers. You go
just
to the other side, I am fascinated with Todd Gurley. He is unbelievable. This guy has 94 carries for 575 yards and three TDs already, and he just came back.
I mean, and then it's an NFL record. And
absolute
like
rookie phenom, yeah.
Displayed. So he's dominant. Mm-hmm. He's dominant. So if he gets out, if he breaks one tackle, it's already a problem.
He because bounces he's through those cuts and hits the hole. And
exactly. And he's outrunning his blockers. That's the most impressive part to me. He's outrunning his blockers. Once he gets to the second level, no one can stop him.
No.
You can't tackle the guy. I mean, he has arms like tree trunks. He's just throwing guys left and right. Just
it's unbelievable to watch
wants.
Him. Watch him in the backfield. And on the other side, the Vikes have a rookie sensation in Stephon Diggs. He has been phenomenal as of late.
A man that you met?
I did meet Stephon Diggs. He is a I don't have enough good words to say about him. He is one of the most real, most humble, most polite, most respectful athletes I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, where'd you meet him at?
I actually met him at the Target Center. We were at the Wolves opener, and we spotted him from and we said, all right, let's just wait around, see if he comes out. And he was down there talking to some people, and we said, let's go for it. So we went down there, and he just immediately was like, how you fellas doing? You doing good? You guys been watching any of the games? Yeah, you guys want to take some pictures? And just super nice,
really?
Super. He's like, I'd love to see you guys at some games soon. Like, just, you know.
That's awesome. See, especially from a wide receiver.
Absolutely.
Deep position. So.
And, you know, I'm sure he knows being the, what was he? He was the NFC Offensive Rookie of the Week, I think, 2 weeks ago against the Lions.
2 weeks ago, I know for
sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get a big head pretty quick in the league, you know, after a good game or two. And he definitely has had that. And he just didn't show, which was awesome. Awesome to see.
It's a sweet story there.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephon Diggs has had a fantastic year. He's, you know, he's kind of what people thought Mike Wallace was going to be.
Absolutely.
In that deep threat.
And it's awesome that he's coming out like this because Wallace hasn't been phenomenal this year.
Right.
Along with Charles Johnson has been a huge kind of letdown.
You know, I'm going to take it a step further. He's more of what they wanted Cordarrelle Patterson to always be. That dynamic change of pace guy. You can catch it anywhere in the field, slot, outside, in between, doesn't matter where. And he's consistent, and that's the thing. He knows the offense. He plays well. He's getting better and better each week, and that's what we never saw with Patterson.
And now we got Patterson, who is our first-round pick as our fifth wide receiver. All he's doing is returning punts, and sometimes he'll take it out of the end zone, and we'll get to the 18.
And so, I mean, and just looking at Patterson real quick, is it safe to assume this is his last year in Minnesota?
I don't see him being here any longer.
Yeah, I think he's
especially
done.
With the emergence of Diggs and Sherrill showing that he can return punts as well as kicks.
He has a couple years left in his deal, too, and
I mean, he's almost on the verge of being inactive every week because he's so far down the depth chart.
I mean, it's just unbelievable how quickly his star faded. Because, I mean, after his rookie year, it wasn't great, but there were signs of life at least.
Absolutely.
I mean, there was
from the raw talent perspective, he's phenomenal. He's an unbelievable specimen.
And he still is. He still has all those great aspects. It's just
he
can't get the playbook down. And no matter what the problem is, he can't. And it's odd.
Do you see him performing better in a different system?
I feel like he's going to be the one that got away eventually.
Really?
I mean, somewhere else where the offense is a bit more black and white, where it's a bit more simple. And I hate to say this, but I think a team like Seattle.
Sure.
Where you're not asked to do too much. What you're asked to do is pretty straightforward. That's where he's going to succeed the best.
Hmm.
A team like Seattle.
Possibly the Percy Harvin role.
Exactly.
When he was in Seattle. Absolutely.
Exactly. So, absolutely. I mean, there's a spot for him in the NFL. Patterson is too good, and he's still too young just to be thrown away.
I mean, for me, the best part about Patterson is I can wear I don't have to buy a new jersey because I can just wear my old Randy Moss jersey.
Put a piece of tape
over
Patterson.
Put a piece of tape over it, which was very nice. And back on the Gurley thing, this is kind of a personal thing, but I made a mistake in fantasy. I traded Todd Gurley. I picked him up in free agency, and then I traded him for DeMarco Murray.
Ooh.
And Tyler Eifert.
Oh, well, hey.
Yeah,
you
see, I saw
three
both
TDs.
These. Yeah, but I also gave up Andy Dalton. And
so you sent Dalton and Gurley?
Yeah, Dalton and Gurley. So, okay. So that week I picked up Barnage and I picked up Gurley.
Gary Barnage from Cleveland.
Yes.
He's been phenomenal,
Sleeper.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
didn't have a great week this Thursday. But.
So my friend is very manipulative and I am very easily manipulated. And so what I did, I sent a package deal of Gurley, Barnage, and so I had Matt Ryan, so I really didn't need Dalton. So Dalton, Barnage, and Gurley for Murray, DeMarco Murray, Eifert, and who was the other one? Yeah, it was basically, crap, who's the other one? You know this. God dang it, you know this.
It's all right. Anyway.
It was a bad deal anyway.
It was a bad deal.
At least you got Eifert back.
Yeah,
Murray hasn't been phenomenal this season.
No.
And then your mysterious man. We're not
oh,
so
yeah,
sure
Adrian
about.
Peterson. No.
I was going to say, that would have been... Yeah. Good for
you.
Speaking of fantasy, as of week 9, I'll give you both two guesses on who you think the number one projected quarterback is for the week.
I'm just going to assume Tom Brady.
You'd be incorrect.
Really?
Number one projected?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers.
As of the USA Today fantasy.
Aaron Rodgers.
You'd be
incorrect. Is it Carson Palmer?
You'd be incorrect. Ooh. They're on bye, so that'd be tough.
Oh, okay.
Blake Bortles.
That's true.
You're getting closer.
What? How?
Eli Manning is projected number one
fair.
With his matchup against Tampa Bay.
That's fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Over Tom Brady at the Redskins? The Redskins
it's
are at Gillette.
Oh,
excuse
my
me.
Gosh, it's going to be a dominant.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure if I agree with that USA Today.
I don't.
Yeah, USA. Who reads print media anyway?
Yeah, come there
on.
You go.
Yeah, it's like move on. All those people, the Chronicle, like move on. Come do some real media that's going to last, like radio. Right?
Radio surviving the test of time.
So, Dante.
Yes.
You want to talk about Tyus Jones?
I will talk about Tyus Jones. I am willing to talk about Tyus Jones because I went to Apple Valley High School.
Yes, you went
and
to.
Everyone knows that is the home of
Go
Tyus
Eagles,
Jones.
Huh?
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles, yeah.
As you're wearing the beautiful Valley speech and debate sweatshirt right now. It's glorious.
I am representing Apple Love Valley it. High School. Someone has to.
No better person than you.
No better person than me. I carry the torch well. I did go to.
Oh, it's burning.
Yeah, it's burning. It is a little
please,
hot.
Please put that out.
Yeah.
We are in a... Okay. Well,
yeah,
we'll drop the joke. Okay, continue.
our bit only goes so far.
joke landed.
So I went to high school with Tyus Jones. As we all know, he was a basketball star. He was actually on the varsity team his eighth grade year in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Starting for our high school team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he was a legend from the minute he stepped in. And you see, I liked Tyus. I did. Tyus was a good guy. And then he just slowly started to just rise up this echelon of just greatness. And just from the start, from his eighth grade year, he was like, oh, he's projected to be the number one recruit for his graduating class. I'm like, he's in eighth grade? How do you tabulate this? But nonetheless, he would get great and become better and better and better. And then it was his sophomore and junior year where he was really starting to get recruits and things like that in. And I used to have regular conversations with Tyus. I mean, he was a regular guy.
Sure.
I felt like we could have a conversation. I felt like we could relate. We both go to Apple Valley High School. We're high school students. We live in Minnesota. So
what more could there be?
Exactly.
He just happens to play a sport.
Sure.
I didn't. That's fine. So I would ask him, like, hey.
I doubt he could speech and debate like you can, my man.
Oh, man. My man. on another level. Duke was giving me some offers. Anyways.
I know it.
It'd be a regular conversation. I'd ask him, what are you doing tonight? Oh, you know what? And he would answer, oh, just having dinner with, I don't know, maybe Coach K. Like, this is a regular thing. And here I am, and I don't know how to respond to this.
I'm not sure anyone knows how to respond to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. He goes, yeah, I'm just going to have some dinner with Coach K. What are you doing tonight? And see, that's where I look foolish.
That's where it gets tricky.
That's where I'm like, you know, I got a lot on my plate, so... walking the dog.
So I definitely can't come over and eat with Coach K.
Yeah. Because
I am super busy.
Yeah. If in case you're going to invite me, I can't. Not
Listen,
tonight.
Right.
Not tonight.
I got a lot on my plate. So.
Yeah.
Does anybody, I'm a big deal.
Now this is something I want to bring up because I think it's very interesting. You met. Now this is kind of off topic, but you met the Target dog.
I did meet the Target dog.
Yeah.
I did meet
Target.
Bullseye.
Yeah, tell that. How did you meet the Target dog?
I may have been in eighth grade. Eighth grade. We were on my way to Los Angeles. And it was me and my sister flying. We were meeting our mom out there to go to... She was working at the E3 convention, the electronics.
Oh, that's awesome.
The huge video game thing. Her company was there. And so she was there and we went out to meet her. And we get to the waiting area outside our gate and... I see a dog. I see the back of a dog sitting on a chair. I'm like, that's weird. He's not in a cage. He's just walking around. So we go around, and I said, I got to get a look at this dog. I got to see what it is. So
all
me
right.
and my sister walk around, and sure enough, it's Bullseye.
just hanging out.
Little white dog. He's got the red circles around his eye, and his master, his owner, or whatever it may be. I don't know the correct term. Is sitting there just feeding him, hanging out with him. We took some pictures with Bullseye. He had his own seat in first class.
Oh my gosh!
Which, to be fair, at that point, that wasn't his owner. That was Bulldog. I was Bullseye's. Bullseye owned the human, basically.
Sure,
that was his.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the fun fact is, he's not the only one. I think from what they were telling me, there's three of them, and they rotate around.
Three bullseyes.
Same breed of dog, but there's just three of them, and they rotate around doing different shoots, different commercials, different appearances. And like I said, he had his own seat on first class, and when it was time to eat, sure enough, he got kibbles and bits from the flight attendant, just like everyone else got their sandwiches or omelets or whatever they may have been eating that morning.
So I will say Bullseye is usually pretty good in the race around Target Field.
He usually does the trick. Yeah. Wanda usually lacks.
Wanda had a tough year. She really did.
She did. But we're always pulling for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how did you just think of Bullseye?
Bullseye?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a random
thought.
Yeah, it came to my mind.
Sure. Because
of celebrity appearances.
We're talking about Tyus and the Wolves, and out comes Bullseye.
Right.
I'd like to talk about the Wolves a little more.
Yeah, we can talk about
what do we think of Towns after three games?
Love it.
Very impressed. I think completely the right draft pick there. Number one.
Let me get some bed music for talking about basketball.
Sure.
Continue.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be the question of Okafor, and I think that's always going to be the career parallel. But I think right now, immediately, Towns is showing that high upside and that high ceiling we always thought he had.
100% agree. I mean, we see Okafor in the first couple of games, you know, he's putting in 20 points a game, 25 points, and he's getting...
Yeah, but situationally, it's
six,
a bit
seven, eight
too,
rebounds. Absolutely. I mean, the 76ers don't have as much going on for him, and that's their game. They're just going to feed it into the post, and him and Noel are going to go to work. Whereas, you know, Ricky's been hitting some shots at the beginning of the season. We're trying to get Wiggins involved, who's kind of coming off to a cold start.
Yeah,
been a little bit rough to watch. We're trying to get Levine put into the point guard system, which wasn't good because Damian Lillard absolutely tore him to shreds the other night against the Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think Towns, for our system, and I think for any system, would have been the correct pick at number one.
Yeah.
He's shown that you can feed the ball to him, and he goes to work. He gets rebounds. He doesn't stop on the defensive end. He can shot block right now. He can play lockdown. You know, I think he's due to be an all-star, potential superstar in the league.
And to me, what I love the most about Towns is it's not just the physical attributes and his play style, but it's the intangibles, the things you can't measure. He has the passion, the drive. He wants to be great.
Absolutely. And if you've ever heard an interview with him, he just seems like a generally good guy that cares.
Love the music, by the way.
Thank you.
Classic
it's all
music.
Hitting it. It's like it's
seems like a genuinely good guy who just cares, who wants to win, who's willing to do anything for the team. And, you know, I don't know if I've ever seen him complain to another teammate, to a coach, to anything. You know, a couple bad calls. I've seen him at Kentucky and Minnesota. Not happy with it, but not upset with the
ref. Who
doesn't
do that? Who doesn't do that?
Absolutely. I know exactly what you mean. They're actually playing the Bulls right now. They're in the second quarter, 35-39 trailing the Bulls in Chicago.
What was the score, sorry?
35-39.
Oh, that's a pretty close game.
Yeah,
I
know.
It's a pretty, I was reading an article in Sports Illustrated, and when he came to Minnesota, what Towns wanted, he immediately wanted was he wanted his jersey, but he wanted the old, like, the one with the trees. Like, he told Flip, and he was like, hey, I really want the trees jersey. So it just shows that he cares. He cares about, like, Minnesota. He knows what we're doing here. He cares about NBA, like, the history of it. He cares about the legacy of Kevin Garnett. I think... Great move to get Kevin Garnett. I mean,
like the move to bring him back for the experience and for the player development and things like that. I think it's tough to start him and Tayshaun Prince in the starting lineup to start a game.
I mean, they take him out immediately, though.
Absolutely. But at the same time, we're starting the game and we're matching them up against premier players in the league. And the other night they combined for a total of 2 points.
That's fair.
Tough. That's very tough to have in your starting lineup.
I don't know if that's going to be permanent, though.
No. Understood.
It can't be.
Understood.
It can't.
I do like Kevin Martin coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Because that second unit is awful without
we
a
needed
score.
Scoring on yeah. the yep, we needed scoring on
exactly.
the second unit, so that was nice to have. Put
Levine in for Prince.
And not to mention Gorgui Dieng has been phenomenal at the beginning of the season.
He's been
really looking good, honestly.
Yeah, he has been having a good year, and in fact, Shabazz has been looking good too.
What do we think of Bielitsa, the EuroLeague MVP that we brought over?
I think he looks pretty solid. He can.
What he shows. I like what he can do.
I was extremely hyped as soon as we signed him. I had big plans for him. I never thought he was going to be the man, but I thought, man, this is a legitimate six-man contender here.
Absolutely.
And that's what he's shown so far. He's shown pieces and little tenses and movements.
I see him just like
ability.
I see Nikola Mirotic on the Bulls.
Yes.
Coming over last year and making an immediate impact, and he actually overtook a starting role, and Joaquin's coming off the bench now. And, you know, we're not going to have KG much longer, I would assume.
Right.
Possibly a year at max, and I think Bielitsa fits in perfectly right there.
Yeah, definitely good things going on in Minnesota. And apparently, this Bulls game, from what I'm reading, the Bulls have already made 6 threes, and the Wolves are 4 for 5. And it looks like Wiggins has 13 points so far. Hey, and how about... Now, I know we go to, or at least we go to St. Cloud State, and we're in... Yes, correct, sir.
Yep.
We are in Husky country. How about the Gophers having two premier primetime games in a row?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Are you talking with the Michigan and the Ohio State?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
That's crazy.
Did you see the over-under for the Ohio State game against them?
Is it below 50?
23. 23 in Ohio State's favor.
So what do we bet on the Gophers?
Yes.
Do you think
they can keep it between
I think so.
You know, a win in 23.
So. I think bet on the Gophers. I mean, look what they did against Michigan last week. They were inches away from beating the Michigan Wolverines. Now, Ohio State is better than the Michigan Wolverines, but I'd say we could keep it within 23. It's just, you know what, it's really in the quarterback.
It comes
play.
Down to Leitner. It comes down to Leitner.
Yeah,
you
definitely
said it 100%.
That's never what you want to have it come down
you
to.
You can never rely on
I'm going to be honest. I don't like Leitner as a quarterback. I think it's a bad move. It's a bad move. He's not a good quarterback, and he's never going to be. This isn't something he can learn. He's just not a good quarterback. Not in college, not anywhere else. I mean, he's probably a high school superstar, but just now it's his time is up.
Oh, he was great in Pee Wee. Yeah, let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
He tore up little Jimmy from the neighborhood.
Flag football, Jimmy. He was something to watch.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But yeah, against Michigan, he had a great showing. I thought he played really well that game. Came down to the last second and couldn't get it in. But I think it's going to be a much tougher matchup. With Ohio State and their defense, and especially getting the pressure from that line, and you know. The All-American Joey Bosa headed at him from the corner, and our offensive line just been hurt and injured, and we're starting a true freshman at center, and I just see it as a very tough matchup, so I wouldn't be surprised if they get over that 23 mark for Ohio State to win that game.
You know, that's the thing about being a Gophers fan. You never feel confident about a game. You can never say, like, yes, we're going to win. The only equivalent growing up, I remember, we could beat Northwestern. That was it. That was the only week where you could be like, yeah, We're probably gonna win this game. And look at
and what did we lose to him this year? Was it
27-0?
27-0
in the past. So I guess Northwestern and Purdue were the two teams that perennial like okay we'll get the win. So we'd win. And now fun fact: the year that they went 1-11, I went to their only win against Miami of Ohio.
Well, you should have gone to more games.
Yeah, you better head down.
Here's the thing I don't understand. I don't understand this team. We start off the season against number 2 TCU, and we lose by 6 points. Then we play Colorado State. We only win by 3. Kent State, we only win by 3.
Yeah.
We go on to play Michigan. We only lose by 3. Like, what?
Honest, I didn't watch.
I get so frustrated watching the Gophers play football.
Like, I didn't watch the Kent State game, but just judging on the score, that seemed like the most brutal game I probably could ever. 10-7 against Kent State, for real?
Just ugly. Ugly. And then the thing about the Gophers that bugs me, they tend to play up or down to their opponent.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, and they did this last year, too, except the results were a bit better. I mean, last year they played Ohio State in a game that could have determined Big Ten championship for the Gophers, and they played great.
They played
excellent
an awesome
against the Buckeyes, and they just fell a little short.
Now, I know I might have to seclude myself from this talk, but I think I should let you guys do it. You guys happen to both be fans of Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So I think
the
it might
New
be
New England Patriots.
Patriots talk on podcast to be named later.
And go.
Yeah, you know, the only place to start out is Tom Brady MVP. Just so we're all clear. Yes.
I don't know how you.
It's hard to.
It's hard to argue. 20 touchdowns, 1 interception. What is he, second or third in the league in passing yards?
Second. Yep. Got
to
be.
Behind Philip Rivers.
On pace to still break Peyton Manning's record for yardage.
Yep. I mean, team's 7-0. I don't know what what much more there is.
And my problem with the team is everyone's still like, well, your wide receivers aren't that great. You don't have that big play wide receiver. We've never had
We
that
don't
big
need
play.
That big play wide receiver.
Exactly. We've only had that for like 3 years with Randy Moss. Even before then, it was Deion Branch.
Tim Brown.
And okay, let's be honest. Tim Brown and Deion Branch are never going to be Pro Bowl guys. So let's be honest.
I mean, Edelman has proved that I think in a lot of offenses, Edelman could be a great weapon.
Yeah.
But Brady developed him. Brady brought him into that. Amendola coming over from the Rams, he had a lot of hopes. I think he kind of fell short of them. But now we're starting to see him pick it back up again.
See, but now I think Amendola is starting to hit that Wes Welker-like expectation.
Yep. And he's starting to fit into that role.
Exactly. And here's my thing. I don't think Edelman is the Wes Welker replacement. He's his own gig.
Yeah.
He has the dynamic ability, the speed that Wes Welker never had.
Yep.
Amendola is the perfect Wes Welker clone. He'll have a couple drops, but he'll make the plays when you
Couldn't
need
it. Couldn't have said it better. Absolutely.
But that's where Amendola comes in best. And then you have Deion Lewis,
who has been just electric this year.
And it's a classic Belichick-type move. This guy comes in out of nowhere.
Comes over from the Eagles, where he was the third string behind McCoy and Polk for a while, and then, you know, slowly worked in the second, then Sproles and those guys got there, and they just had no use for him. And the Patriots said that they had their eyes on him since he entered the league.
Exactly.
And now was the perfect time to strike, and Belichick did, and Kraft did, and look at where he's at.
And he's dominating the league.
Absolutely.
And you know, looking at the Patriots' remaining schedule, maybe against the Broncos, but other than that, I don't see a loss in any of these games. Redskins, Giants,
they got the Redskins
Bills
at home this week, and you know you can imagine that'll be a win. They're at the Giants,
and that to me, that's the trap game.
Really,
the Giants? Yeah,
it's always been the Giants for some reason. I can't put a reason. I can't put my finger on why.
Oh yeah, that kind of that big one where you were kind of like 16.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know. We won the fourth. It's
yeah.
Gone. It's close now. I just look at the Giants. And I think that's, if we're going to lose a game, I feel it's the Giants.
I feel it could be there, and then the Broncos.
The Broncos, given. And maybe the Jets in New York, depending on if they're the Jets again or not. You have no idea there.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, it's really suddenly realistic to say this team could go 16-0. And it's odd to say, because you never really want to say it.
And I think out of all the teams that are undefeated right now, the four, which has never been done in history, I think the Patriots have the best chance.
Yeah.
Schedule-wise and talent-wise. I think there's not a quarterback that's playing as well as Brady in the league right now. And the team overall, from offense to defense, is just solid. Solid, solid, solid.
I mean, this is a team that knows how to win. There's just tradition on their side. And it's the foundation that Brady and Belichick have put together. They have a plan. And no matter what you do, Tom Brady's going to find a way to pick you apart. And defensively, Bill Belichick's going to take away the one thing you like to do best.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what it is, whether it's your tight end, your wide receiver, your running back. I don't care what it is. It's going to be taken away. And if you want to beat Bill Belichick, you can't beat him with your plan A.
No.
It's got to be with your plan
B. You
got to
have a B,
C,
a C, and a D.
And if those don't work, well, it's a tough
then
day
it's
at the
tough.
Office.
And the major question was coming into the season how Brady would respond to the whole Deflategate and sitting in court and sitting with Goodell and after that. And it's been clear of how he's responded. He's just sticking it to him. He's absolutely just killing him.
And you thought he was pissed after Spygate.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, this one, Brady specifically was just harassed.
QB rating on the year of 115, 20 touchdowns and one pick.
Unbelievable.
How old is he?
38.
He's 38 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's up there.
I mean, Favre played when he was 38, but he turned over the ball way more than Brady.
But the thing about Brady that's just astounding to me, he's 38, and he's now mobile. He's more mobile now than he ever was.
Than we've seen before. He led the team in rushing the other day. I mean, a total of 18 yards, but listen, he led them.
Exactly.
18 or 28, something
yeah,
like that.
Something
yeah.
small. Yeah. But regardless, now he's not afraid to run out of the pocket. He's not afraid to make plays with his legs, and that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. You can't have a crazy legs Brady all of a sudden trying to take you down an entirely different way. It's just, if you have to add another scheme you have to worry about for New England, that's a problem. And that's when teams start to outthink themselves, like you saw Indianapolis with the with the swinging gate.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that's what happens.
Talk about horrible divisions. The division, I'm blanking on the name of the division, but, oh, the AFC South.
There you go.
Sure.
It was a process, but I figured it out. You got, now the fact that the Tennessee Titans still have a chance at this division with one win is something to say.
Colts are leading with 3-5.
3-5. Houston at 3-5.
Which is beautiful
to say. An awful Houston Texans team last year. The Jaguars, even saying the Jaguars are still in this thing. All of these teams have a negative point differential.
Wide open.
I'm going to say this right now. My dream for this NFL season is to have Jacksonville win the division.
Could you imagine?
And Oakland get the 5 seed, and we have a Jacksonville-Oakland Raiders playoff game. I will be the happiest man in the world.
The greatest ratings in NFL history.
Yeah, the
Jaguars versus your Oakland Raiders.
Blake Bortles brings us Jaguars 2
against Derek Carr.
And can he survive the black hole? Oh, man. Yeah, that'll be a matchup. Also around...
Not to take anything away from him, Bortles and Carr have been quite good this year.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
surprised to see that.
Yeah.
Carr has an awesome weapon in Cooper, who's been phenomenal all year, and Allen Robertson and... what's his name? First name? Hearns.
Allen Hearns.
Allen Hearns?
Yeah, it's Allen
yep.
Hearns.
Yep.
Are they both Allen?
Yes.
Yeah, Allen.
Allen Hearns,
Robertson,
Allen Roberts. Yeah, yeah. They have both been just superb for Bortles down there. In Jacksonville.
Yeah, they have. And let's take a look at the other divisions. Denver, I would say, has got it pretty much wrapped up in the AFC West.
What did you think of that Denver-Green Bay game? Did you think it was a fluke? Do you think Green Bay wins that game?
In Lambeau, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at Green Bay a bit differently altogether. Because right now I thought, oh, man, there's nothing that's going to stop this team. They're going to steamroll. They could go 16-0. But now I look at the team a little differently. Because I saw their defense get pushed around by Denver, and this is an offense that couldn't do a single thing all year, and they couldn't tackle C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson
broke through. Terrible all year.
Oh my goodness.
Ronnie Hillman looked like a Pro Bowler.
Started him. Felt pretty good.
Started Hillman.
Yep.
Bold move, but I like.
Right. You see, I benched C.J. Anderson, and I was the most angry man
wouldn't?
In the world.
That's the thing. You can't stew on that because who wouldn't?
You see, and that's
I mean, Rodgers is in Sunday Night Football in the biggest light against arguably his biggest matchup of the year, and he goes for 77 yards.
Now, that's what I will say. Denver's defense, for real.
Oh, yeah.
They're
championship
deal.
Level right now.
I mean, they are.
It comes down to Manning. Comes down to Peyton Manning and how he performs.
And
I agree.
I was talking to my roommates the other day. It's weird that we're finding the point now saying, man, the only thing that's going to stop Denver from winning a championship is Peyton Manning.
Growing up with him on the Colts, shredding defenses for 4 touchdowns a game. Like, that was just normal.
Now it's like, is Peyton going to blow this game?
Did he throw a touchdown today?
It's weird. It's weird.
I mean, even Manning in that game, he threw for 340 yards, but no touchdowns in one pick.
Manning's a free agent in our league.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Really?
I mean, I might pick him up, but...
Sure. I had Breeze on my bench when he threw for 7 touchdowns.
Oh,
so.
Shoot.
Yeah, well,
I started Palmer. He had 4, so it was okay. We evened out, but, you know, it would have been nice to have that extra, you know.
I wonder how many leagues had matchups where one team had Eli and then the other team had Breeze.
You know,
I had that matchup,
really?
Except we both had them on the bench.
You see, my roommate, had the worst weekend of all time. he had just traded for Andy Dalton.
Okay.
Because he hated his quarterback situation.
Who was it?
I'll get to it.
Okay.
So he starts Andy Dalton, and Andy Dalton has a terrible game against Pittsburgh. He has, I believe, like 12 points or something like that. And on his bench, his quarterbacks were Drew Brees and Eli Manning.
No.
And he lost by 40 points.
No.
And he threw multiple things. The anger that was seen.
Well, as them both.
You couldn't know. Like,
yeah, you can't know.
I mean,
that's one thing, but when you see both of them have those games both on your bench, and
I don't know what I would have done.
And you sit there and you're just like, wow. Like, each one had nearly 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just sitting here like, wow, I just. And you, I don't know how that could happen to somebody.
You just kind of get in your Charlie Brown walk. You're looking down and it goes, do-do-do.
I mean, I had the nice option that I started Palmer when I had Bree sitting on my bench, and he went for Fitzpatrick, who got injured in the first half.
That's fair.
And put up 2 points for the day, so he was ticked, to say the least.
2 points.
One of my roomies, Josh, shout out to Josh.
Holler.
Had to beat you. Sorry, buddy.
Holla.
A little Wolves update, 56-49, Wolves leading in the second quarter.
Nice.
We're coming.
And LaVine just missed a 3-pointer. Nothing new there.
Back to reality.
And in breaking news,
Wiggins has 20 points on 8 for 12 shooting from the field.
Nice. Wow.
He's 4 for 4 from deep.
Nice.
That is...
That's huge to see.
Nice.
If only we were live.
Waiting for. Yeah.
If only.
If only.
Oh, did I tell you? I don't know if you've heard this, but Declan put us on the sports stream one time.
Yeah, he told me. Yeah, you told me about that.
We did not say we were going to talk about sports. He was just like, can we put you on the sports stream if you want? Like, yeah, okay. Mentioned nothing about sports.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of sports stream, you can listen to my pod, my show on there, The Furnace, at kvsc.org.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, yeah,
sports.
Yeah. Just go ahead and plug your show. That's fine.
Enter here, Dante.
What
was that? The Furnace at KVSC.
Yeah, The Furnace at KVSC. So you can get kvsc.org/sports. It's at the top right hand side of the page. Sports stream.
And Dante leaves because he's put in his plug.
Yeah.
Bye, Dante Smith.
Thank you, Dante. We'll see you later.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter.
SoundCloud.com/
Yeah, SoundCloud.
And we'll be at the Barnes & Noble in St. Cloud.
Signing books. From 2 to 3. Yeah.
None of our books specifically.
Just any books. You bring them in, we'll just autograph them.
Bring in the Bible. Bring in...
I don't know if I'd sign the Bible.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I don't know if that...
Like, right. Is that ethical?
Probably not.
In the front, so. Where it says this Bible belongs to.
Right, yeah.
Sure.
But then that would
be a lie.
Lie,
yeah. And you can't lie.
You took Dante Smith's Bible?
It's a sticky situation.
Bring the dictionary. We'll sign that.
Yeah.
I could sign the dictionary.
Sign after the word awesome. Oh, see what I did there?
Oh.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Oh, it hit me. I'm sorry. What else do we want to talk about? Do we got more sports? Does anybody want to talk Wild or put in their 2 cents or no or yes or maybe or he, she, it, we, them? How about
he, she, it, we, them?
He, she, hit, we, them.
We can talk a little Wild for a second.
I've heard the rumors they all wombo.
They wombo?
They wombo.
They've played 12 games. They're 7-3.
Solid.
Got 16 points. They're ranked, let's see, we're in the Central Division. They're ranked 5th in the Central Division.
Yeah.
We're ahead of Chicago,
which is always.
We'll
nice
fall
to
them a little later on this season, but
hey, we beat them last Friday.
Yeah,
we had a win last Friday.
True, true.
Although I mean, there is one problem with the Wild: an injury to Zach Parise, superstar of the Wild.
He did go down the other day against Nashville, was it?
Yeah,
I believe it was.
Yeah, I mean, so he's down for I believe a couple games.
Okay.
So I mean,
I know he wasn't going to suit up when they play. Who do they play tonight?
Today
it's
Tampa.
Is it Tampa?
Tampa Bay.
I want to say Tampa.
Yep, it's Tampa tonight.
Okay,
you are absolutely correct.
Yeah, and so that's never great, especially when you have the top one of the leading scorers in the league out. So that's always hard to come back.
The thing was, he came back and played after he initially got injured.
Yeah.
And then
Who knows what type of damage that did afterwards.
True, and decided he couldn't go on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we playing?
This was my favorite song growing up.
We were raised with a stick and a pair of blades. On the ice we cut our teeth. We took our knocks in the penalty box. Our mother was a referee. This world was here before we came. It'll be here.
Makes me think of Seamus. For some reason.
There was nothing I wanted to do more than have the flag and be the kid that came out and slammed it at center ice.
This is St. Paul!
To the end, we will stand and defend our flag flying high and free. We were born a child of the strong and wild. In the state of hockey.
And then there's another verse, but anyway.
There's another verse, yeah.
So yeah, that was an abrupt change, but I felt like that was needed.
I did just get a WWE update.
What?
That says Seth Rollins calls knee injury a freak accident and, quote, when I get back, I plan on picking up where I left off.
Yeah, boy. That's just, I hate seeing that injury because it annoys me so
much. It's tough.
Because it ruins everything to me.
Little Seth Rollins
action.
Yeah, it's a tribute. Goodbye, Seth. Goodbye.
You know, I used to despise him, still don't like him, but have gained more respect for the champion that he is.
You see, I used to hate Seth Rollins, but once he became champion and after like a month or so, I fell in love.
Really?
Seth Rollins is my new favorite.
I didn't turn that far. I turned into being able to tolerate him and being able to respect the character that he is, but I still don't like him.
You see, because all time, my favorite wrestler is Edge. I am an edge head to the fullest degree, and he hit the farthest side, and he was just like Seth Rollins. He was a little heel that no one liked, and he always did things the cheap way. He was always running away from things. And here we go. the greatest entrance theme of all time as well.
I see clearly! Spear! Oh, man, look at him. In all of his splendor.
There he is. There's the best champ. That's why I hate John Cena. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a great intro.
Oh, my.
I will say.
It's time for Big Show to hang it up. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I stop acknowledging
him. Can't. I can't even.
I don't acknowledge him anymore.
Yeah, I'm so done. I'm fun of athleticism, but...
I know you're looking it up right now, but it is a great intro.
When was the last time Big Show was on Raw?
Well, it's a Big Show.
Shout out to Drew Kleinschmidt.
Ew, is he a Big Show fan?
Yeah.
What?
This is going to be his walk-up song for baseball. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the big match. Or more like, it's the boring show.
Yeah.
It's time to watch something else for the next 15 minutes, because it's Big Show time.
When was the last time? He was in Madison Square Garden on the Go to Hell tour for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he was there that next
got crushed,
Rock, and then he got killed.
Came back,
by
yep,
by
yep.
Rock.
And I think that was the last time we've seen the Big Show. And I love it. Love every minute of it.
with him. My least favorite match, one of them, is when the Big Show fights Henry.
Oh, my God.
Just boring.
But it has the potential to be so good.
Yeah.
Well, they had one good feud. I mean, I remember one time it's for the heavyweight title, I think.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing where it was like they chose a side. It was Team Cena or Team Authority.
Yeah,
that was Survivor Series last year.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then Big Show did his heel turn when he knocked out Cena and
yeah, and you know that would have made me care so much more if he hadn't just like turned into a good guy and bad guy like six times the last like 4 or 5 weeks. So,
and Ziggler does the unknown and wins it. I mean, with some help from Sting.
Yeah,
but I loved every second of it.
Let's see.
Like hindsight, that should have been so much cooler after that.
Yeah, dude, that would have
really blew that one.
Yeah, kind of messed up.
It looks
the
like Big Show was recently doing WWE live in England.
Yeah, he's on all the live shows.
Yeah,
across the pond.
They're listening. Keep him off my television.
And I don't understand the Chris Jericho thing. He's doing house shows.
Yeah, he said I listened to Chris Jericho's podcast.
Do you? I've listened to that like once or twice.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Yeah,
I
don't
like
mind
it. Yeah, and he says he does the live shows just because it's easier. He doesn't have to go through TV stuff and all that. He can do whatever he wants. He just gets to enjoy the ring time. He doesn't do it for the paycheck or anything. It's just
he's already got enough money.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he still touring with Fozzy?
You
a Fozzy fan, Gabe?
I haven't heard much. I mean, there's a time for, let's see, Fozzy.
Maybe type in Chris Jericho Fozzy.
Yeah, I've listened to some of their newer stuff. I didn't like it that much. I mean, they're big.
I don't know if I've ever heard a Fozzy song.
Yeah, they're big. One of them was like a theme for SummerSlam, I think.
Well,
like
maybe I have.
Fozzy Lights Go Out, I think it's called.
Okay, let's, our research team is working on it.
Our research team. It's a part of our, it's one of our sponsored things.
Exactly.
Wendy's.
There it is.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's not our advertisement. We don't have that sponsorship, so we cannot.
But I can say we are working on some things.
We did go to Val's.
We did go to Val's.
Val's is delicious.
It's great. I would go back.
For some sponsorship.
Absolutely.
So,
and,
ideal.
You know, it's kind of like a...
This is off. Do you want to start a war? Yeah! Christian Metal Speed!
Hey!
Chris Jericho!
Feel like I'm at Sunshine Festival.
The lights go out and the mercury rises. Angels fall to the
earth. What is it? Is it an alternative?
Side.
Is it rock?
It's rock.
I think it's
rock?
I thought it was Christian. I thought that's.
I know. God, I hope that Jericho's the least.
Yeah.
If you listen to his podcast or read his book or anything, yeah, he's a.
Wait, did you?
He's a person, all right.
Now, did you like him on? I don't know if you watched the show, but what's the?
Are you thinking of Tough Enough?
Yeah, Tough Enough.
No.
You didn't watch it?
I hated Tough Enough though.
Yeah.
It was like it was the lamest thing. And, like, they have, like, the one guy, the alligator wrestler.
Oh, yeah, he was the worst. ZZ?
ZZ.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Did he end up winning?
No.
Who won?
The guy who did, like, the Yeti yell or something.
Yes. The big fella.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Josh.
Yeah, Josh. It is Josh.
I can't give any one of those guys last names. Just Josh.
Is this even the right
thing? Break the walls down!
Break the walls down!
One comment 3 years ago. Raw is Jericho.
And they spelled Jericho wrong.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. What is it playing on right now? Here we go. Here he comes. Please welcome to the ring, weighing in at 265 pounds, Chris Jericho!
Where's he built from? You know? I'm trying to remember.
The walls of Jericho?
Is it Manitoba?
I think it's Manitoba.
Oh. You might be correct.
Yeah,
no.
I think so.
Now, let's talk about a little bit of news that we heard from earlier this year. The whole Hornswoggle thing.
Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. You are absolutely correct. I'll never doubt you again, Dante.
Now, what was Hornswoggle caught with? I forget.
You see, I forget too. It was either steroids or weed. Now, I know one sounds more likely.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to assume it was the
Now, what about Hornswoggle for the new WWE Champion?
For the WWE Heavyweight
World Heavyweight Championship. Cost only $9.99. By the way, I think next one we should go to, we should have a $9.99 song. Or a sign.
Yeah, or we should paint our chest.
Yeah, that's $9.99. True.
That's a genius idea.
Then that,
we need somebody to be a decimal point, though.
I will volunteer.
Yeah.
I will bite the bullet. So, all right.
Someone's got to be a team player.
Exactly. All right,
enough of the Hornswoggle.
No,
huh?
No. Oh, man. We like to have fun.
I do want to mention one thing, though, about WWE. Now that Seth Rollins is hurt, the main event picture, I mean, not just at Survivor Series is a bit in flux, but WrestleMania now is as well.
Mm-hmm.
What and definitely going to be tough without Rollins and possibly Orton.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's the championship?
And maybe Cena.
Maybe Cena. Who knows what he's going to be doing. But, yeah. I mean, right now, because going into WrestleMania, I just assumed that I was going to be the Shield triple threat that I've been dreaming of all my life. Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns versus
before
Seth
it was
Rollins.
A thing?
Well, even before it was a thing. In the back of my mind, like, these three guys. They're going to start just yelling the Shield. And I was like, oh.
What's your name? Dean?
Greatest faction in WWE history.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. My favorite team group ever.
3MB.
Stop.
I was going to say the same thing.
Keith Slater, Jinder Mahal, and Drew McIntyre
are
the three-man band.
Real one-man band! By the way, for some reason, I watched Main Event one night. And the main event on WWE...
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, the main event on WWE main event was woo-woo-woo against...
Zack Ryder
against a Heath Slater. And it was quite a fight.
It was quite a battle.
It was two titans of the industry.
They called that a main event?
Yeah, that was a main event. Or, yeah, it was either that... I can't remember.
Superstars main event.
Oh yeah. Why they even produce those shows.
Zack Ryder, the face of WWE
the
superstars.
The Long Island Kid.
Yeah, I like how they just talk about the pay-per-view the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
On that show.
Get psyched for the pay-per-view.
You don't even mention the match.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had his finish.
By the way, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, are we moving past the sports, or is there anything else you guys want to talk about sports-wise?
I don't have anything else sports-wise.
You know what
I mean?
Where would you like to go with it now? We can go wherever you want. There are a few segments that we usually do.
Come with me.
We usually do the sing-along segment. We can or cannot do it. It's up to you guys. The sing-along segment is basically karaoke. Someone mm-hmm. picks a song, and then you basically sing it live in front of our 26 Twitter followers.
No,
27.
Excuse me.
And we haven't checked that in a second.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
let me log on.
It could be a little bit more.
We'll take a gander.
Exactly.
To see.
Now, we need some common man intermission music for this.
some Common Man.
We don't even need it. Just sing it.
Oh, no, no, no. The Monty Python intermission. Oh, no. We have no affiliation to eSearch. eSurance.
Yet.
We have the word. How many followers do we have?
24.
Oh.
Seriously, we did go down in three.
But, you know, you gotta look.
I don't think we were ever at 27.
I might have made that up.
I think we were at 23. I think 27 was a figment of your imagination.
Well, you know, if Dante goes home and tells two friends, Spencer goes home and tells two friends, if I go home to tell two friends, then they tell two friends, they tell two friends, they tell. And so we got.
And how many friends are we at?
Six.
I think that was a little more than six.
Let's see. So I tell two friends. They tell two friends. So.
I got this.
Now, the segment of Gabe trying to do math.
Math.
Intermission sound, please.
Numbers.
By the way, a show that should bring back numbers. Just kidding. I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Seen it kidding. Yet. Watched it in math class one time. Because the teacher didn't want to do anything
Scramps
for
did?
The class. Yeah. No, it was an awesome day. Love her. Love Scrammy.
May she's in a better place.
Nope, she's still alive.
Yep, she is alive.
She didn't pass.
Okay, I had no idea. This makes it awkward for me. I was like, oh, well, this took a serious turn, and here we are.
Yeah, it was sad.
It was sad.
We can move on some sports. What else is there in the world other than sports and sports entertainment?
And sports entertainment. That's a good thing to know.
Well, Spencer, you wanted to how's life at Bethel?
I do attend Bethel University.
You drove up
here to do the podcast and broadcast the Huskies game with you fellas today.
Yes.
Life at Bethel's good, you know? Not a whole lot going on. A lot of school happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tough classes.
Now
earning my education.
That's good.
Making my mother proud.
Yeah, good old Jody Bland.
Good old JB.
JB.
And Aunt Suze.
What up, Suze? What up, Jody? But yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, just been busy. Glad I had some time to come up here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Meet you.
Yeah.
Great to meet you.
Yeah, a fellow.
Already instant best friends.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah, dude. If you want to head out anytime.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can take over the boards over there, Gabe.
I mean,
Gabe, do you have a joke for us?
Okay, so two guys walk into a bar. The second one ducks.
Oh boy.
And that's Gabe's on the spot joke of the night. You know what? Like after that joke, you know, I think. And we're back. Okay. By the way, that's the Monty Python intermission theme. Produced by
Fantastic.
I don't know who it's produced by. But how great of a movie was that? Monty Python the Holy Grail.
Awesome.
If I said I'd never seen it, would you judge me?
Yes.
I mean, I judge everyone all the time, but you haven't seen it? Okay, so let me set the scene. So there's Knights of the Round Table.
The opening scene.
I don't understand it. Like, what is it?
Is it
a comedy?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very funny.
Is it medieval?
Yes.
It's a medieval comedy? Yes.
It's medieval British comedy. It's like, so it's semi autobiographical of the Knights of the Round Table,
mm-hmm.
but it's very made up at the same time.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So
not even semi, but I'd say quarter.
It's kind of Monty Python humor where you don't really get a good resolution at the end.
Sure.
I don't want to give it away. I can't give it away.
Don't give it away. I might watch it in a few years.
But, you know, it's kind of...
Are you guys excited for the Star Wars coming out?
Yes.
The new Star Wars?
Yes.
Never seen it.
Well...
Any of them?
What a None setup.
You haven't... What?
Did I get you guys psyched? Yeah. Never seen any of them.
What? We got to binge on them. What?
No, dude. I don't want to.
Why?
Fine.
It doesn't interest me. Like, I don't care what you do with your sabers and your light swords.
But it's...
I just don't...
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
I've seen... Yeah, actually, yes, I have.
I've seen parts.
Never seen them.
Okay, there you go. All right, that's fine.
I did watch. I had to watch Star Trek Next Generation for a class, though.
Oh,
not bad.
These not guys with their laser swords.
Hypocrite.
Yeah, there you go.
Just for Patrick Stewart. He's classic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's fair. Oh, by the way, something I want to bring up. This is very random, and I just thought of it right now. Have you guys ever heard, did you know William Shatner has an album? Like a musical album?
Really? Shat and the Scats. It's a bebop album.
Yes,
crew.
Yes, he did that, but he did something before that. He has an album where he talks over the audio, and he talks over the music, and the music's like really good.
You know, I can't tell if this is a bit or not.
No, this is real. We have it in rotation, or not in rotation.
Shat and the Scats was a bit, but I thought it was pretty good.
So. No, it was pretty good. Shat and the Scats. That was a very good bit.
Thanks, man.
You nailed it. You're really making a name for yourself on the podcast. People are going to call me and be like, get Spencer back.
I hope so. I hope you just get nonstop phone calls for the next
I probably will.
12
I mean,
days.
Hopefully it's not the phone calls I have been getting lately, which is...
Yeah, dude, what are you getting?
Like, you should stop leading the show. You should take a less of a role, Gabe. You're kind of bringing us down, and you should let the other kid do stuff. In fact, you should probably just seclude yourself. Those are kind of the emails I've been getting, but, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah, you know. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, I get
it's just
them too.
That seems to be the dominant opinion.
I get them too on my show. Usually it's just my mom, but, you know, it's fine. It's fine. We get along.
Do you think Tyus Jones will listen to this?
I mean, we're kind of like
you're
kind of
like
really
BFFs.
Close.
So
I mean, it's kind of
kind of be weird
like,
if you didn't listen to it.
I mean, I'd be shocked if he didn't listen to it.
Can you pull some strings and get him on the show?
I mean,
I mean,
I'm a big deal, so my schedule is kind of busy.
Give me your best Tyus Jones impersonation.
I can't. Okay. I have to get into character.
Wait.
All right, here.
So, I mean, how are we going to do this? You can ask me some questions.
Yeah, I'll ask you a question. Hey, Tyus, you just had an awesome game. You had 22 points and 12 assists. What did you see out there?
Yeah, you know, I saw what I could get. I mean, it's a team game. It's all because of my teammates, you know? It's not about me. It's never been about me.
Now,
it's about...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. Let's go ahead.
Oh, he's so cool. Tyus is so cool.
Yeah, you are such a... So, I'm kind of a lonely person. You want to have dinner tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I want to have dinner. Yeah, it sounds good. I just
do you already have dinner plans though?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I had plans. Me and Coach K were going to meet up. But first, me
Coach
and,
K,
like and, Coach Callahan,
my third
like
grade gym ball coach.
Yeah, the gym teacher, Coach Callahan.
Close. Calipari. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. I don't know. He's busy every now and then. He's been calling me nonstop. I'm like, man, just fine. Let's have some dinner, you know. But first, I gotta have some dinner too with a couple of my teammates. My buddy Carl and an old friend of mine too, Jaleel. He probably wouldn't know him.
Oh yeah, what a weird name.
Kind of sounds
he'll
weird.
Never make it.
I don't know. It's never about me though. It's about the team. It's about the people around me. My mom. I love my mom.
And back to Dante.
Great job, Dante.
You nailed it. Tyus Jones, everybody. / Dante Smith. Do you do any other characters? Spencer, do you have any characters?
I don't know. What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Give me a name. Throw it out there.
Let me see. Nick Cage.
No, I don't do it, Nick Cage.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, I don't do an Arnold.
Okay. It's all right. Well, we think of a name. No, we won't go to intermission music. But
I'd like to do a riddle. Can we do a riddle?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, this will be fun.
Time for the riddle of the day.
The riddle of the day.
Brought to you by Barbasol.
Shaving cream company?
Yes.
I use Edge. Actually, I don't use shaving cream.
Brought to you by Edge and Barbasol. Yeah. It's a
we're
dual.
We're actually bought by Barbasol. You can't say Edge.
Sorry. I was talking about the wrestler, Edge.
Edge, yeah.
He has his own shaving cream?
Yeah, dude, it's phenomenal. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's called You Think You Know Me.
When you open...
It's called Spear!
When you open the cap, does it go, here and now, I see... Clearly
you can't see, but Gabe's pulling the top off of a drink cup. As
Vals, by the way.
Vals.
And
Vals.
/ yeah.
Okay. What has four eyes but can't see?
A blind kid with glasses.
No. How are glasses eyes?
Well, on Arthur, they used to call them four eyes.
Ah, that's true. Okay.
What has four eyes but can't see?
Mississippi.
Bingo. Nailed it. If we had a bell, we'd ding it.
If you just
nailed that.
Just
absolutely.
Call me the Riddler.
I'm never going to call you the Riddler.
All right, that's fair. Riddle me this, boys.
Joe, do you got another one for us?
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Oh, I got to find. There was another good one that I saw.
By the way, you wanted a bell?
Yeah. I feel like I deserve a bell.
No, that's too low.
I felt samba.
Excuse me while I look for a...
Okay.
I felt like I was being punished for getting the question correctly.
Someone talk.
So, I was walking down the city street and...
Woke up quick at about 10.
I was working down the city street.
Wait, sorry.
What was that?
Only 20th anniversary of...
I don't know what that was. Here we go.
Only Wendy...
Oh. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Riddle number two.
Number two.
What has hands but can't clap?
20 seconds on the clock. Clock will start.
Oh, there's a clock on.
No, there's not.
I was like, oh, man, it's terrible. What has hands but can't clap?
Yes. A little softer. Softer.
Oh. So this video goes for an hour, so we have an hour to answer this.
I will not sit through an hour.
This is great radio, I tell you. Okay, so read it one more time.
I said, what has hands but can't clap?
A clock.
Oh!
Ding!
Oh, Nelly.
Nailed it. Look at you, both you.
Both of you.
Oh, shoot.
that's a bad sound.
Dang it. How about this one from The Price is Right? Hold up.
This is just like...
No, hold. Just give it... Just
static
give it,
audio.
Just give it a minute.
Is this the Yodeler?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's sitting right.
I think that's the...
All right. Soundboards, am I right? Oh, sorry. Oh,
okay. Last one. This is for all the marbles. We see it once in a year, twice in a week, and never in a day. What is it?
We see it once a year,
twice in a week, and never in a day.
An E.
Oh, my goodness. How do you know this? You just nailed that.
I know. I think I've heard it on, like, Arthur or something.
I thought I'd stumped you both.
Now, also, I eat a lot of Laffy Taffy.
True.
So the joke's on the
side. Or popsicle sticks.
Or popsicle sticks, yes.
That's fair.
Now.
And I was a stupid kid eating Cracker Jack.
You got those sweet rings, though. Is this Kenny G?
Now, we used to work in the weight room. We used to work out to this. I'm not even kidding.
It's Epic Sax Man for 10 hours. Yes.
Nothing gives more hyper lifts and weights than Kenny G.
No.
This will.
Oh, yeah.
And so I cry sometime when I'm lying in bed. Just to get it set up what's in my head.
Gosh.
And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high. Change the talk of my love, what's going on?
Oh, or this.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said hey.
Have you seen this one, Dante? Oh.
Too many ads, man.
I know, right? They're taking over.
These are people we're working on sponsorships with, so.
Yes, they're in the works.
Hint.
By the way, who's excited about the new Hunger Games movie?
So.
Hold up. Hey. Stop letting me skip the ad. I'm sorry.
Hunger Games. I've actually never seen a Hunger Games movie.
What?
I saw the first one. What is that? Catching Fire? No.
Is it just colleges?
Is it just the Hunger Games? Yeah, I saw that one. Didn't watch the next one.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
Harry Potter is dead!
Oh, my gosh, I've seen this.
All right, that can stop it.
All right, all right. Well, it just stopped.
Thank you.
All right, you are welcome. Well, let's see. What else is in current events? So you wanted to talk about music, right, a little bit?
I'd talk about music.
You dabble.
I would.
What would you like to talk
about?
Well,
I'd mentioned that Weezer song that you played a week ago on the podcast.
Yeah. This is the first time we have a reoccurring thing on the podcast. Like
Girls, what is it?
Thank God.
Thank God for Girls by Weezer. Because I had heard it on the podcast, and I'd never heard that song, so I went and I checked it out. And I watched the music video on YouTube.
It is.
And left me speechless.
Yes,
I still haven't seen either.
Let's take a quick listen.
Because we'll let Dante watch, and then we'll discuss.
Hair is making a cannoli for you to take on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. And your main kind of dragons and ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone in a battle for supremacy and access to females glued to the TV. And even if you are victorious, you may receive many cuts, bruises, and scrapes in you. Require band-aids and antiseptic ointments and tender loving kisses on your stab wounds. And when you come home, she will be there waiting for you with a fire in her eyes and a big fat cannoli to shove in your mouth. And that's why you thank God for girls. Holly Hayes and Christie from Tennessee to LA. Even though she isn't mine, I think about her all the day and all the night. It's enough to know that she's alive. She says I give a sweaty palm, she almost had a heart attack. The truth is that I'm just as scared, I don't know how to act. I wish that I could get to know her better, but meeting up in real life will cause illusion and shadow on. I call the name into all the trees, sing a song down on one knee, looking at the underwear page of this year's catalog like when I was 14.
Yeah, you get the idea.
So essentially, the music video is just him with a tray full of cannolis
just
stacked
so
up.
So many cannolis.
A relatively good-looking girl, and she's feeding it to him. He's grabbing them and squeezing them. He's shoving them in his face, and he's just sitting in a booth, like a restaurant booth.
Yeah.
And that's the music video. That's what they decided was the gold. That's what they were going to go with.
Yeah, and
I was thoroughly entertained.
No, it's
it
you can't take your eyes off of
exactly.
it because you've never seen anything like it before.
Right. Yeah, and you know the lyrics don't do it any favors either. There are some really weird lyrics in here. I'm trying to pull them up right now, but it gets like talking about looking at the underwear page of the Sears catalog.
Yeah, I know.
The Sears magazine. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
do they make those still? Like the fat catalogs?
I think they do.
Yes, they do.
They do.
It's the best
I remember
part of
those back in the day.
Best part of my Sunday. Just kidding.
Nothing like getting on the couch with the Sears catalog.
Oh,
no, the fireplace, of course.
And a Sharpie.
JCPenney. JCPenney, nah, but Sears. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Lyrics. Here we go. I would give up everything before I'd separate. Okay, now the weird. Oh, no, this is Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's Thank God I Found You by Mariah Carey.
I was like, this doesn't work.
I'm like, I don't think I remember those words in the song.
I was like, this is a really well-written song. Okay. Spin Magazine. Okay, lyrics. The girl in the pastry... Oh, ads are taking over. The girl in the pastry shop with the net... for real?
More ads.
Every ad we see is a deal we're trying to work out.
Exactly. The girl in the pastry shop with a net in her hair is making a cannoli for you. Okay.
Okay.
That I'm there.
I can relate.
It's only Tuesday for me.
Okay. All right. To take you on your hiking trip in the woods with your bros that you've known since second grade. Okay.
Now we're starting to get off the road.
Yeah. I could see myself going hiking. And you encounter dragons and ruffians and be called upon to employ your testosterone.
Well, of course. You can't have one.
Now I'm nearly completely lost.
Yeah. Like,
not a clue what's going on.
You turn into, like, He-Man and you're fighting the dragons. Mm-hmm. In a battle seat for... supremacy to access female glued to the TV. So we're fighting dragons for the right to women.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. And that's where cannolis always lead to. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the fight, you might get some bruises, cuts and bruises, scrapes. But the girl's going to be there with Band-Aids and to kiss and whatever your stab wounds. And she's going to be there waiting for you with fire in her eyes. A big cat, of course she's making cannolis.
A big fat cannoli to shove in your mouth.
Of course, like, she, like, this is the only thing she knows how to make, cannolis.
Okay, thank God for girls from Tennessee to L.A., thank God for girls. And it goes on to say, she's so big, she's so strong.
She's so energetic with her sweaty overalls.
In her sweaty overalls.
Oh, yeah.
She's a worker,
Yeah, exactly.
She's a worker.
It's a working family. Mm-hmm. It's a
blue-collar
family.
Women can do stuff now.
I appreciate that.
What?
Touchy subject, huh?
Yeah, touchy subject, yeah.
Sorry?
What about equal pay?
Yes, equal rights.
Yeah, equal pay as well.
Women can do just as much.
Exactly. Like, yeah, like the yard work.
Just going to just throw that name out there.
Okay. I'm sorry I offended everyone. You know what? That's what I do. You know, I overstepped my bounds, and I fail so much. But anyway, if you guys can forgive me, we can keep going with this podcast. If not, I can see myself out.
I'm going to leave. I can't deal with this, Gabe.
Yeah, I'm out too.
I'm...
Guys.
I'm done with you.
I'm trying to keep a straight face.
You take a left.
Yeah.
I don't even care if the wall's there. You take a left.
I did it again. Another group of friends gone.
Start over.
This is every
new station, new podcast.
Going to radio.
By the way,
K.
We're
going to
take this podcast over, so it's no longer yours.
We're going to name it later, too. Yeah. Haven't thought of a name just yet, so we're just going to keep the
Wait, was that the piece of paper you had me sign? Was that for that? Like, did I just sign away all the rights to the podcast?
What else for that?
That was
other
your
things,
that was your tuition.
That was your tuition, car.
You're sending that over.
Because I thought you guys just wanted an autograph, but apparently not.
You should read the fine print.
Yeah, I should probably read the fine print.
You see, you never read the fine print. That's
stupid.
That's how we do it around here.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did you see Justin Timberlake perform at the Country Music Awards?
I did.
Phenomenal.
I loved it.
Loved every second of it. Not to mention Chris Stapleton is outstanding.
I never listened to Chris Stapleton that much. I love the song Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh my goodness.
I love it so much.
When it's that part where she's as warm as brandy and his voice does. Oh my goodness.
God, just the range
phenomenal.
Of his voice, I love
phenomenal.
So much.
And then Drink Away or the next song that Justin did.
I love Drink Away. Not as much.
Yeah, but I still thought Whiskey, it was. Yo, oh I still thought God, they were both phenomenal.
In love with the
I'd
song.
Love if we could maybe play that quick.
Oh, absolutely. Why was he at the Country Music Awards, Howard?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You just Fall Out Boy was there. They did a song with Chase Rice, I want to say. No.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
No.
I'm not a country fan, but I would be concerned they're blurring the lines of country, and I could see some, like...
And it's been rumored that Timberlake's going to kind of do a country kind of twang album.
Well, I mean, that second song sort of was. So,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. He has the range and voice for it.
He's phenomenal.
Especially with, like, the modern, popish kind of country now.
So. Timberlake is so good. Used to spend my life. All right, turn this up a little bit. Liquor was the only love I know. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And brought me back, being too far gone. Oh, the smooth Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet, strawberry wine. When he hits warm here. You're as wild.
It's so good.
Just as great.
Absolutely.
I mean, he gets the full range. Awesome.
So good. And here's Timberlake. Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you put out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love. Give me high, you're as sweet, you're as sweet, strawberry wine, and you're as warm as a glass of brandy.
Oh.
You know who the woman is?
No.
She's Chris Stapleton's wife.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is Chris Stapleton, is he a solo actor or is he in
that? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He won, what is it, Breakout?
New
Artist of the Year, Male Artist of the Year. Oh, absolutely. Like I said, like you said, we never really listened to him, but hearing this song... I wouldn't listen to his whole album after.
Exactly.
You know, he kind of reminds me of the guy from Shinedown, to be honest.
Shinedown?
You know, like, Diamond Eyes.
Oh, or,
if you only knew.
Sure.
Yeah. Woo! Now, that's some of Justin Timberlake's work. I personally am a fan of this part of his work.
After the show is the after party, then after the party is the hotel lobby, then after the Velvet, then it's probably Chris, and after the original is probably this. LL Cool J is hot as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You tell, I excel. They all fell. Gonna crack shell. No one else must drop the friends. How many of us have them friends?
My life story.
Have you and your roommates done this before?
You know, we tried to.
You did?
It goes nowhere.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good.
Oh, he's great. Just the chemistry between them is something.
So, yeah. The other late night host has with him. Has just that one guy that can always depend on.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
always
Jimmy Kimmel with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
but still, it's not.
I don't think
not
anything beats JT and Fallon.
Oh, no. God,
great.
No. I still say to this day, if I could live one day as another person, it might have to be Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I've thought about this. You could do anything. You could act. You could sing. You could do whatever you wanted.
You could dance.
You could dance. You could probably play sports.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
He goes to the ESPYs.
He goes to the ESPYs?
He did. I think, wasn't he like a college basketball player, I think?
Yes, he put on the Derrick Rose Memphis jersey and he did like the free throw. It was classic. It was hilarious. It was great.
You're not abnormally tall. You're not abnormally small.
And handsome. I'm sorry.
Perfect.
Handsome.
Just, you're perfect.
Everybody loves Justin Timberlake. If they say they don't, they're lying to you.
They're lying.
Like the closest thing God made to a perfect male.
JT.
Is JT.
It's JT, yeah.
Especially with those frosty tips back in NSYNC.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the days.
Oh, man.
And he was able to do it and then survive afterwards, so.
Yeah. That's
where are the other guys?
Most people don't.
Joey's hosting Singing Bee.
Still?
I don't know if that show still exists.
Oh.
But we're going to do some research.
Yeah, that was a good show while it lasted, though.
That was,
a nice run. I enjoyed it.
It looks like it might be on CMT right now.
That is a little surprising.
now there was the Singing Bee, and there was also Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Don't Forget the Lyrics.
That might be the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
It had one... So the Singing Bee had one season on NBC, and it's had four on CMT, and it looks like they pulled the plug on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that fair. Time.
Now,
I know Jay Sheese's it. I think he had a run as a judge on like the America's Best Dance Group.
Yeah, I think you are correct.
That. Yeah.
And I don't know what Lance is up to.
I don't know.
Didn't he try to be like an astronaut or something?
This could be another show.
I feel like you're not far off.
Something weird.
We can do another show all about...
Where are they now?
Yeah, where are the missing NSYNC members?
Next week, Backstreet Boys. Backstreet... They're actually on tour. I can answer that one.
Backstreet,
all right. God, we are in sync. Just kidding. We're Backstreet.
We are in... Ah, I see what you're saying.
Looks like... Don't forget the lyrics was canceled in the UK... and it looks like it's done here as well. So I guess that then, like, basically the idea is let's take karaoke and let's put it on a major network and let's let people watch it.
And it was successful for
and
a
it
while.
Was successful.
I mean, now there's just lip sync battles.
No, that's true.
Which, and everyone's I mean, going nuts over them.
They're just as fun.
They're classic.
They're just as fun.
Really enjoy that. Hosted by LL Cool J.
Which, I mean, that's why it's successful. I mean, you have LL Cool J. Uh-huh. Everyone loves LL Cool J.
Ladies love Cool J.
The ladies love the cool.
Love Cool J.
They do. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about? We were talking about, like, Weezer or something, right? We had no need to go back.
Cool Steve. I have no idea.
Dante, who's your favorite artist? And it can be a painter, too.
I mean, obviously, and it's Michelangelo.
Donatello.
Great choice.
Donatello.
What's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Leonardo.
Ninja Turtles had guns.
Well, no, that was the sound of like his Mikey's nunchucks.
Sure. Okay.
Sure. I don't know. Because I listen to a bit of everything, honestly.
Well cultured.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the week. Right now I've listened to a lot of Queen, and it's for no reason specifically. I love the band Queen.
Oh man, they
shred.
They'll never be anything like them again. They won't. There are some close things. Like I don't know if you guys heard of Foxy Shazam.
Yeah,
they're quasi like Queen, but there will never be anything like the great Freddie Mercury. What a showman!
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
He's missing a tooth. I didn't know he
doesn't have a tooth.
Where'd it go?
I'm having a good time. Cause I'm having a good time. Having a good time. Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
But anyway, one year for Christmas I asked for out of nowhere, like it wasn't like a new album, I just saw it in the Target thing. In the Target advertisement. See, ads work. But
See, ads work.
I literally act for Queen's Greatest Hits out of nowhere.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it worth it? Did you get it?
It was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's when you're like, you know what sounds really good?
Yeah, I mean, my family is very anti homosexuality. So
understood.
There were some like
some discrepancies.
Yeah, my and I was grounded. But I remember my uncle's like, you know Freddie Mercury's gay, right? I'm like,
what
yeah.
What are you going to do? Bar mitzvahs.
What do you think? I took the hot tie off my neck and I got out of there.
I got out of there. But then again, what are you going to do?
Bar mitzvahs. Oh, man. Spencer, who's your favorite artist, would you say?
At this moment?
Yes.
Well, Hello by Adele shreds. So, been on a huge Adele binge.
I will say, I think that Skyfall... is the best song ever made for a movie.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to say I'm going to agree
It's a great soundtrack.
It's awesome.
Here we go.
Here it is.
When you're on tour,
isn't it.
Shut up. Like, it's weird. Okay, so for this commercial, they have all these guys no one knows. Then they have John Mayer and they don't let him talk. It's the weirdest thing. Gravity.
It feels like the world to me.
Enough, please.
The teaser there, that's another company we're working with. So
yeah,
This is 6 minutes.
Oh, you gotta, yeah, you got to fast forward a little bit because there's some, like, you know, at the beginning.
There's some rising action.
Some footage. A little more. A little more. Right here. No. I don't know what that is. Yes, right here.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be.
What a voice.
When we were young.
So good. Oh my.
And free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million.
She hits this. Wow.
Love it.
Wow.
It reminded me a lot of Set Fire to the Rain, too, a little bit.
Absolutely.
It's almost like it's the
and
same
that
artist.
Song, that yeah, song's a shredder, too.
Yeah, it is a shred. Some would say it wails, in fact.
Might even say it wails.
You might even say it wails. But yeah, Adele, great, as always.
Adele. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Pretty sweet.
Deepered and Roper. Now, my favorite band.
I have zero idea what that means.
Two thumbs up, Deepered and Roper. Like... Ebert and Roper?
I don't know what that is.
Thumbs up?
Yeah. The movie reviewers.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Remember they used to have a TV show for those guys?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
On the weird. CW.
When was the last time
you guys watched the CW?
When I was watching morning cartoons.
Sure.
Like back in the day.
Wait, did you see the latest episode of Smallville?
Is that the channel that's like nonstop, like King and Queens and that type of stuff?
Kind of. But it does have like teen... like dramas.
That's where.
Like it's almost like ABC Family.
Oh, sure.
Kind of. But
like your Supernaturals, your Arrows, all those types of
it
shows.
ABC
Family, bring back Whose Line Is It Anyway? Thanks.
Oh.
You'll see it. Sign Spencer Plant. At night.
They did for a little bit.
Yeah, but not with Drew Carey. They brought back like Improvaganza on the Game Show Network.
Oh, they did?
And then they did Whose Line on... It might have been the CW.
No. Yeah, they did.
It was something like that, but it was a different host, and I just didn't think she was as good.
It was, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Taisha or something.
Alicia Taylor or something
like
that.
You're close.
Or Aisha Taylor.
Aisha, maybe, yeah.
Let's see. How many people watched The Flash this year?
Oh, Arrow's on CW. I've heard that.
Yeah, Arrow, The Flash.
Whose Line? There it is. Whose Line Renewed?
Whose Line Renewed? Heart of Dixie got canceled. Dang it.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either.
Cedric's Barber Battle.
Beauty
I
and the...
I can't help but feel that's something I don't want to watch.
Yeah. Sounds like a terrible...
Oh, how about this show? Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
That's a real show.
I have to see this.
Hashtag Adult Swim. Hold up. Oh, jeez. Oh, sorry, Mike.
Okay. It's Mike Tyson here. Mike Tyson's Mystery is coming Sunday, November 12th.
I'm happy.
Mike Tyson's Mystery is coming November 1st, 12:15 on Adult Swim.
The Mike Tyson Mystery Team is back. Mike Tyson Mysteries. New season premieres Sunday, November 1st at 12:15 on Adult Swim.
And you got it.
If I never see that show, I'll be completely content.
Hey, Adult Swim has some quality programming.
You see, but now I have
Squidabilities.
Oh my god!
I'm totally
kidding. So much. Because my roommate loves to watch it like late at night when it comes out at 1 o'clock. I'm like, what is this? Like, what's the point of Squidabilities?
What's the little show or the little guy on Adult Swim with the little afro? What show is that?
Boondocks.
I don't understand that show.
I think it's the Boondocks.
Now, what about... Hold up, everyone. What about this show? Your thoughts on...
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yes.
I actually used to kind of like it.
It's hard for me to get into it.
Same. Like, I don't get it.
No, I don't think there's anything to get.
You see, that's the problem, though. I can't accept that.
There's no story.
But I think for what was on Adult Swim, like, in this time frame, I think it was one of the better shows.
Yes, fair. Well, I mean, it was like your reruns of the shows everyone watched.
Yeah.
King of the Hill.
Family Guy,
American Dad.
Yeah.
And then it was like the weekly replay of Fox's animation domination.
Yeah. Did you ever get into Futurama?
No.
I never did.
I always, like, got back and forth.
Sure.
Because it was interesting. It's just, eh.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's like the mix.
I never liked The Simpsons that much.
Really?
I
was huge into The Simpsons.
I wasn't allowed to watch it. And then once I got into my older years, because I only have, like, 3 left... I'm dying. But anyway, once I got into my older years, I started watching Family Guy.
No. Once you're like old enough, if you miss The Simpsons, I'd go to Family Guy.
Right.
Yeah. Even I can't watch Family Guy anymore.
Really?
Like, I used to when I was a little bit younger, like 15, 16. And now I'm like 20. I'm sitting looking back. And I'm like, this wasn't really that funny. It was mostly funny because it was like, I felt like I wasn't supposed to be watching it.
Yeah, it was funny because it was cool that you were watching it.
Because my parents hated when I would watch Family Guy, like, hey, you can't watch this. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go to my room. Hey, I'm watching Family Guy. I'm B.A.
We have Dante's parents. They're here. They're
Dante's parents, come on out.
Okay. Sorry, guys, I'm grounded. Gotta go.
Dante, we are very disappointed in you. I'm dropping that whole bit. But
good idea.
Yeah,
it was only going to get weird.
Yeah, exactly. Going downhill from there.
Dante's parents, everybody. But something that I know you and me have dreams of, but he's already done. This kid has gone to WrestleMania.
I have. I went to WrestleMania 25 in Houston, and you see, I went with my uncle. He is the biggest wrestling fan. Got me into wrestling when I was a kid, and so for Christmas one year, we decided. Going to WrestleMania. We got the tickets. You got it. And I can see the frustration on you, Spencer. It's fine. It's only going to get worse for you because
I know it.
That night, I saw the first Undertaker Shawn Michaels match, and it was the greatest match in WrestleMania history.
Of course it was.
It was fantastic.
And of course you saw that.
I did. If it makes you feel anybody, the main event was terrible.
What was the main event?
Triple H and Randy Orton for the title.
Wait, 25 or 26?
25.
Okay. Wait, they fought again the next year?
Did H win that?
Yeah. Huh?
Who won that?
Triple H.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was really lame because Triple H, if he gets disqualified, he loses the belt or something. And
that's still unbelievable. Yeah. That's great.
This was the song of WrestleMania.
Yeah. It was pretty hype. No, it was an AC/DC song.
Oh.
Maybe because they have like 6 themes at WrestleMania. It was like an AC/DC song. I remember that for sure.
Do you think Fozzie is going to be the theme this year?
Absolutely not.
Vince throws nobody bones.
Okay, this is not good. This is not good for listeners.
It is not.
You're just fast-forwarding through the video.
Yes.
You should look this up because this is the best. Because I looked back and we recorded the show and looked, but. It was like, just look, JR, I just had an out-of-body experience. It was in that match, and it was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Wait, is this as the camera part happened yet at this point?
Shawn Michaels is special. He is extraordinary, and he's taken an amazing chance here.
I love how we always circle back to WWE.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he always
we always find our way home. He's on the top rope!
He's doing it!
No. Oh!
His elbow hits! What a collision!
Look, there's little Dante!
By
body or body.
The thing about it was, my tickets were like back by the entrance. Mm-hmm. I'm like the left hand side of the entrance, and they're like a couple rows back. So it's like not like I'm ever gonna be on camera.
Sure.
But it felt like it though.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
good seats though.
Oh my god.
Good.
And that was the year Stone Cold got in the Hall of Fame, so he was there too. Oh. It was weird because there was a bunch of like little kids around us, and they were all doing the middle finger for Stone Cold.
Oh.
I felt weird because I knew I couldn't do it too.
Did you do it just once?
No.
You didn't sneak one in?
Like, no, because the entire time my uncle stopped looking at everyone else and just directed him to see what I do.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, see if you want to do it, pal. I will tell your mother. I was scared. That's how my WrestleMania dreams end.
Sure.
Now, but how about?
I flipped off Stone Cold, went home.
We headed out.
Oh!
Oh!
Sweet chin music.
$10 says he doesn't do it.
And this was like so crazy because everyone thought for sure this is it. And the crowd went absolutely insane. It sounds loud here. It was so much worse to say.
I can only imagine sitting in that crowd when he kicks out of that.
It was in the Texans stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh, huge.
The Taker. Oh,
good
my.
Stuff. Good stuff.
Oh my!
Pretty cool.
Wow, I envy you.
Hey, the chance though. WrestleMania next year.
Yeah,
we got a chance coming to
Minnesota.
Hopefully, coming to U.S. Bank.
I talked, as we mentioned, there was the VP of operations or no of media relations. Yeah,
or
something
like
for
that.
The Vikings, and I had to ask the question: are we going to get WrestleMania at the new stadium? He said I could sleep easy.
So I mean. And Raw is coming here in December. That's usually when they announce the next year. So
interpret what you'd like.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw that out there.
I mean, I already bought my ticket. It was foolish, but to WrestleMania. Yeah. But
you just bought a seat.
Yeah, it was just you know it was this guy in the street selling WrestleMania tickets. So he did not look like he was from Ticketmaster. he was just like
but I went for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it just said an IOU for WrestleMania.
Exactly. Yeah, it was done on line paper. It was
written in pen.
So yes, pen sloppy handwriting, but.
You spelled it wrong, but I think that's a new design.
Yeah. WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Forgot the R.
R.
WrestleMania!
Yeah. R-E-A-S-T-L-E. Mania.
Yeah. But, you know, so got my ticket. Oh, by the way, we got to punch our tickets to Raw pretty quick here.
We do. We got to get on that.
We got to look in.
What are they here? 21st?
Yeah. Right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Ho, Hogan. Not
well,
this
he's
year.
Gone.
There will be no Ho, Hogan.
There's no more Ho, Hogan.
What if he comes back?
Highly
I would
doubt
be
it.
Shocked. Yeah. I'd be shocked.
Wait, were you at that?
Hogan last year?
Yeah.
No.
You were not? Okay.
No, I wasn't even paying attention, and then out of nowhere, I was watching around. I was like, from Minneapolis, Minnesota? I was like, what? Dang it. Knew I forgot something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just happy last time we went. We got to see Barack, so that was always good.
See, I was angry. I missed that, too. So I for sure missed out on the Suplex City comes to Minneapolis shirts or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Oh, we got him.
And I got to see The Undertaker, and that'll probably, I mean, you got to see him at WrestleMania, but that'll probably be the only time.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he's at.
Oh, he'll be. I think
unless he's at WrestleMania, and hopefully it gets here.
I think he has 2 years in him.
Yeah.
So do you think that The Undertaker will actually never fight Brock again?
Yeah, he better not.
Yeah, I hope they don't. I think that would ruin it.
Yeah.
Because I know the only thing I've been waiting for is, like, the handshake at the end of the match. Because it's like, that's what they do with the last one. Not for Brock and Undertaker.
No.
And not for Brock and anyone.
Yeah, the match ended with a low blow. And people were fine with that.
Well, yeah, because it was retaliation.
Like, exactly. So it's like, which, honestly, that was my favorite part of the match.
Yeah, I didn't mind that. Only because Taker did it to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted Brock
to Taker wants to be dirty.
Destroy him.
That was a... Now, there's this conspiracy going around, and I brought this up in another podcast, but it didn't go anywhere because the people I was with didn't know anything about WWE. But how about that conspiracy that they actually cut themselves? That's interesting.
It's interesting, but here's my problem. Because Brock always bleeds on that same spot when he hits the post.
Brock's face is always running with blood down.
Exactly. And my thing is, it's always on the post, and he hits the post hard every time. I think he intends to bleed.
Yeah.
I think he truly does light himself up, though, on those poles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure like he gets a good... Brock Lesnar is insane enough to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, Undertaker, on the other hand, I feel like he might have.
Yeah.
Because here's what I noticed right after. Like, when they had the little hole in the ring so they could do the, rip up the...
They rip up the mat thing.
That hole just doesn't show up there.
Yeah.
And I'm just, oh, look, there's a little hole here. Like, this is
Oh, you're saying it's staged?
I think, yeah.
That part, I would imagine.
That part, yeah. For sure, but I think they had to use something to cut the mat with. Yeah. I feel like it could have been a blade. I'm just throwing that out there. I feel like it's possible. Undertaker usually doesn't bleed anymore. So I feel like, for sure, he probably cut.
That was a heck of a match, though.
Oh, my God.
Heck of a match.
Awesome.
Yeah, great fight. Hopefully the finale.
I really hope so.
But
Plus, it's hard watching Undertaker take those crazy suplexes because he looks frail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's tough.
I couldn't imagine watching a 50-year-old take a suplex. Like, it was like watching, towards the end, it was like watching Brett Favre at the end of his career take
That's the second Brett Favre reference of the podcast.
He's everything.
I enjoy it.
I remember I was at that game. Remember when the Metrodome gave in?
I do remember that.
And we played that game at a TCF Bank. I was at that game, and watching him get slammed on the cold, hard ground, kind of like Taylor Swift, it was not fun. It was, you could just tell,
now
like...
Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Bah! But, yeah, so, yeah, it's hard to see old people like that. By the way, what's your opinion on the Hardys?
Possibly coming back to...
I'm sorry.
The Dudleys.
Yeah, the Dudleys, yeah. They're boring to me.
They say they're going to split. That's what they say they're setting up for.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Bubba Ray by himself could be good. Devon is like...
Devon could be alone.
Oh, my God, he can't hang.
That's a superstar main event type roster
guy.
That'll
be awkward because Bubba Ray is going to be doing something.
No.
And probably nothing big because it's like... He's still like, what, 30? He's got to be in his 40s now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like... I'm not going to put like... have him beat Kevin Owens or anything like that.
Right.
I'm not going to give him a match with Kevin Owens.
No.
Right.
I mean, what do you do with him?
I don't know. It seems like kind of an awkward comeback.
And
like,
it's awkward with the Usos coming back, too. So
yeah.
Like, yeah.
This is awkward.
But I kind of feel like the whole the Dudley thing. Is it the Dudley, right?
Yeah.
The whole Dudley thing. I feel like it was more of like a cool thing for like one night. Like, when they came back, like, I remember people were talking about, like, this is awesome, they're back.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like...
It just seems like it's getting old.
Right.
Well, yeah, well, they keep losing to the New Day, like, every other week.
I used to hate
them. The same way, too. The same cheap way, and it's like, they're not going to win it. That's fine.
I do like the trombone aspect of the New Day.
No. I'm so entertained by the New Day now. And I don't know why. Sometimes it's a little annoying, like, on Monday...
Xavier
like the
Rhodes.
Whole Survivor thing.
Yeah.
That was not as funny. But right after, and they were dancing an air guitar to Seth
Rollins'
theme.
Okay.
Loved it. Happiest guy in the room.
Yeah, and plus, honestly, they have the best tag team strategy ever. Get the guy in your corner, and then just beat the crap out of him. Like, it's genius.
Yeah, that's not a bad strategy.
It's a good strategy, like, straight-up strategy. Like... Why they ever go... Like, literally, if you think about it, they could just keep doing that the rest of the match.
I suppose.
If they wanted to.
Who's going to stop them? There's three of them.
Who's going to stop me?
Exactly. And I will say I like Xavier Rhodes. I like him a lot.
Xavier Rhodes?
Yeah.
The cornerback for the Vikings?
Or, no.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, Xavier Woods, yeah.
It's weird because it almost...
I don't mind Xavier Rhodes. I know. I had to think about it like twice. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. He crossed over the WWE.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Him and Trey Wayne's our tag team.
Oh, related to Cody? Or
what?
Related to Cody? Or
Cody Wayne?
Cody Rhodes?
Cody. Oh. Wait. Who's Cody Rhodes?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't exist anymore.
Right. Where did he go? Is he okay? I mean, there's this guy named Stardust, but I don't know where Cody...
He seems to get really annoyed whenever anyone mentions... Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, it's like why does he care? They're like two different people.
I don't know.
It's bizarre. It's just like why does corporate Kane care about the other Kane?
Corporate Kane doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
It's just Demon Kane.
Demon Kane doesn't exist either. His soul was taken by the Wyatts.
True.
Oh, that's right. His soul. Yeah. It's once your soul gets taken, it's hard to get it back.
I'm sorry, but that was the corniest thing I've seen on Raw in a while. And I like Bray Wyatt. But they're like, and now I have the power of Kane and the Undertaker. And it's like, and it's not even like the cool fireworks where it's like the fire. Like
no,
It was like a regular fireworks show to start. It looked like the start of Raw. And I was like.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
Now.
This is cooler in the 90s, I'm assuming.
Aren't the Wyatts supposed to be the new League of Darkness or whatever? Or the new, I forget what it was
ministry,
called.
The Ministry.
Ministry of Darkness.
Yeah, I don't know. They're their own thing.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with them right now.
Because I was watching some of the old tape from the Ministry of Darkness, and it got pretty dark.
Yeah, the Undertaker's old group.
The whole crucifix thing?
Yeah, he was...
Have you not seen this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, okay. You should see this quickly.
This is on the WWE Network?
It is.
Then I can watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically... After they beat someone?
After they beat someone, or they would just come out and just beat up people and try to sacrifice them?
Yes.
I don't know if that'd get by today on TV.
No. Oh, no. No, yeah, it wouldn't.
No way.
Got it. I've seen it back now. I saw it with you, actually, a couple days ago, and I was like, oh, my God, yeah, no. This no way it'd get across this today.
Yeah. But I wish they'd go back to it.
Yeah, I feel...
But then again, you can't really sell action figures to little kids with...
Yeah, you sell Undertaker action figures with the crucifix.
Jeez.
Yeah, it doesn't really market well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else you guys want to talk about? We've been casting for almost 2 hours.
We've been bambling for 2 hours. I think I'm about, you know, I've got everything I need to say. Yeah,
I've got a lot off my chest.
Yeah. I feel better.
Any shout-outs, anybody? Or plugs? Were you guys making appearances?
Well, we're signing books at Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. Yeah.
It's right before closing time.
Sure,
though,
yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Like the last 5 minutes, yeah.
Like 8, 9 o'clock.
And they don't know we're coming, so.
Yeah, so we're not going to quite be at a table.
Yeah, you got to be quick.
We're going to be at the bench outside the store.
We'll be scattered throughout the store. You got to find each other, one of us individually.
I'm going to be by by magazine.
You've hidden a series of riddles that you have to follow in order to find.
Spoiler alert, we're waiting by the bathrooms.
Spoiler, we're in the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Dante will be in left stall. Spencer will be in right stall.
I've enjoyed our time.
Yeah.
It has been fun.
Yeah.
This has been the longest podcast to be named later of all time.
And the greatest.
And the greatest.
The latest and greatest.
And latest. Yeah. There's so many atists that we could throw on it. Well.
Great work, everybody.
Great work, everybody.
Yes. Pleasure.
Bang up job. Bang
up job. And.
What are we going to exit with?
Gosh, I don't know. There's so many options. There's so many things that we've talked about today that I don't even know how to sum it up.
Hornswoggle.
I say there's no better way to exit than how we started.
Just give me a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, from... myself, Spencer Bland, Dante Smith, a.k.a. Bobblehead. Just kidding. Just Dante Smith. Let it die.
I so need a new nickname.
You need. But if you haven't, if you have a new nickname for Dante, leave it in the comments below.
Yeah, submit it.
Exactly. Please.
Podcast to be named later.
And ladies and gentlemen, this has been the most enjoyable podcast to be named later. And we're going to leave with... Oh, never mind. Not quite yet.
One
quick advertisement, and then we're going to head out.
Now,
we're working out with these guys,
if there's
too.
Something that you take from today is, like...
Always be nice.
Keep your stick on the ice. And...
keep your shoulder pads level.
Okay, we got to do it again. We got to do it again. Guys, it's been...
I don't think your mic's on.
Guys, it's...
there you go.
Wait, it's been a great podcast today.
For the third time.
For the third time, yes. It's just, I don't want to let it go. I never want to let it go.
We'll be back.
We will be back.
We'll be back.
Tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got homework.
Yeah, we assigned you guys like 3-year contracts, so. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast to be named
Take
later.
Care.
Take care.
Keep it down. I have voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me. Tools in your religion, all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken, you start.